My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
And do men have I don't, I'm asking this question. Do they have big nipples?
Well, I mean,
like, do they have, like,
it's the various
giant areolas?
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room on WEEI.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
You know, has anybody ever had a better radio audience? Rain or sleet or snow, they show. You guys are the best. And taps are open. Breakfast is served. We got barbecue burritos. Wiggy, you enjoyed the jalapeno stuffed cornbread waffles.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good. There's still some over there, so get them while you can.
And Greg, I would say there were two shocking moments for me where I was stunned by the crowd. One was the first road show at Whalers, and the second was the snow show.
Where, oh, yeah.
We're driving around. Some of us were a little stumbly. And I am... I,
the problem is when you travel, you have to party with the host.
Right?
I just want to explain
it's,
that.
It's all these others.
Yeah.
Believe me, it's very good to blame others. Yeah. It worked for me.
For me, I didn't have my dinner, so
right.
Greg ate it.
And then Penn had to describe...
I did eat your dinner. I thought you were done.
No,
I'm sorry.
I was taking photos with people.
I thought you were done.
And then I had unfortunately told everybody I would take shots with them that evening, so on an empty stomach,
right.
Yeah. I decided, yeah, two of them being in this room right now.
And that night, Ken told Courtney what an exit row seat meant.
Yeah.
Not kidding. And when we pulled into that lodge at Loon Mountain, and it was full at 5:50 in the morning, when I thought I was going there for my death. Like, I was like, I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
Who's leading me here?
The third Florida.
Yeah. The Florida. Yeah,
the Florida show.
I have a surprise guest for everybody.
who has called the program this morning.
All right.
We just spoke to Whit Grosbeck.
That we did.
I think it's only fair that we spend a few moments with the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, who is on the phone this morning.
Oh, wow.
Robert, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you? How you doing?
I'm great. You know, I want to congratulate you on your, I guess it's a birthday, is it?
Yeah, 5 years. Well, it's kind of an anniversary, but yeah, we're celebrating it as a birthday.
Well, you brought a lot of joy and interesting discourse to the market. And, you know, I've enjoyed watching your transition from WAAF. And we share something special together because last night was my first game with a man after I went over and shook our head coach's hand and I said, you know, we're starting to build new chapters after 25 years. This is the first game. So we're celebrating this week together.
Yeah. Well, it must have been interesting last night when throughout this process to look at things differently at times. And I what is so far, you know, to kind of sum up what Gerard Mayo has brought to the table so far, how would you do that?
Well, I just want to give you a little anecdote. I was told your celebration was Tuesday, and so I got a pal who comes up to practice once a year, and I thought we'd have him call Whitney that you're fan base would be more interested in him, which was John Bon Jovi, who has been a strong Pats fan since 96. And I was going to have him call with me. My great guy, Stacey James, usually gets it right, but he told me Tuesday was your 50-year celebration. So
we missed John Bon Jovi. We missed John Bon Jovi? We would have loved to have John Bon Jovi on the show, Robert.
And he, you know, he's become a big Beantown fan, and since 96, he became a huge Pats fan. So, anyhow, just a little tidbit on the side. But, you know, it's pretty exciting building a new foundation, and, you know, you said you had Wick on, and congratulations to them and the great job their team did. And now we had a wonderful run, and we're building a new foundation, I think, to do something pretty special in the marketplace. I'm very excited about the people we have building. I don't know what our record will be this year, but I see the pieces in place that we can have a good time.
Well, one of those pieces is hopefully Drake May. What's been your impression of him, not only last night, but kind of since he got here?
He's really been first class. You know, part of, you know, he's 21, and these young people come into the marketplace, and he has the advantage of having coming from a very strong family. You know, when we signed him, his three brothers all came with him. One of the brothers flew over from Japan where he plays basketball. And he came with the three of them and his girlfriend that he'd been dating since seventh grade. And they were all there last night. And he's keeping his head down, working hard, and just has, you know, a good connection to all the guys in the locker room.
Robert, I think Wiggy has a question, and it's not why he's not in the Patriots Hall of Fame yet.
That, you know what? That's a legitimate question. Look, his 10-catch performance in the Snow Bowl versus the Raiders and the fact that he's a Beantown guy, you know, the only thing that might hold it up is I got a autographed picture from John Gruden, and in it, you know, he said that the hit on Brady was a fumble. So he sort of negates all the great things that happened. No, but that's a legitimate question by Wiggy, and we're so proud to have that Beantown guy. And I don't know if you remember that game he had, but it was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a good one. Listen, I'll take a plus one invite to Michael Rubin's white party next year. So.
Oh, jeez.
Robert, when you look at Elliott Wolf and some of the stuff that, you know, he's doing, you know, actively, it seems like he's going after Brandon Ayuk, and hopefully that's something that can maybe still get done. CeeDee Lamb is another guy that potentially might be wanting out. How do you feel that Elliott Wolf has done in his transition to, you know, being the guy now trying to help put the pieces in place, like you said, to start this next chapter?
Well, I think Elliott is doing an excellent job. You know, it's everything is new, and part of the reason that I chose Elliott, and you know, there are a lot of good people, and I must say, he has a lot of good mates with him, helping him out, especially Matt Groh. But you know, it's so exciting to be in the building and seeing the collaboration and the discussion. And Elliott comes from a great background. He's got great pedigree on football knowledge and experience. And now it's just putting the relationships and information together to help us get the kind of talent that we need to win consistently. And, you know, it really has been very exciting to see what's going on there. And I wish our fan base could see the collaboration. And like I said, I don't know what our record will be this year, but I'm very comfortable that we're building something that's going to be very special over the next few years.
Robert, you talk about turning the page to a new chapter. What's been the biggest change in your mind between the years of Bill Belichick and this new chapter with Gerard Mayo?
Look, we were privileged to have the greatest of all time in Bill and what he accomplished here. I think what's happened is the locker room has changed. The players coming in 25 years ago are different than they were 15 years ago. And the ones coming in now from 10 years ago are different. And the one thing I think that Gerard Mayo has a wonderful sense of how to relate and connect. And, you know, and part of the reason we chose him is he was a number 10 draft choice. But, you know, he was elected a captain in his second year by guys who had won the Pro Bowl. And, you know, he's a captain for his whole career. Then he went in the private industry, then came back and coaching, and I think he is in tune with what modern day players want to, how they want to be interacted with. And it's not what's right or wrong. I mean, in the end, we'll see how we do over the next few years, but I'm very high on what I've seen.
Robert, we know one person you're high on is Tom Brady. Tom Brady night was a remarkable night down there at Gillette Stadium. 1 o'clock start for the Patriots against the Bengals. How quickly will you get to a TV set for 425 to see Tom Brady's debut on Fox? And what do you anticipate from him on the in the broadcast booth?
He's such a unique individual. I think back, you know, people ask me what I saw that made him different. Besides his preparation and attention to detail, when he's a man who, when he'd go into the huddle, he could make average people better, just the way he led. But he also had a quality where he's very sensitive, and he's got a huge heart. And that combination of being a fierce competitor with a huge heart and then doing tremendous preparation, you know, it just made – and he was genuine. You know, he never put something on or said something to try to be politically correct. He was honest and pretty proud of this community and how they came out that we celebrated him on his night, you know, to get Jay-Z and Kenny Chesney to come here and Peyton Manning and Randy Moss going into tears. And it was pretty special.
Well, last night was exciting. We can't wait for opening week, and I appreciate Robert. You've always been great to us, and certainly great to the foundation. And I really appreciate you taking the time to call this morning. I've always kind of considered myself to be a fifth son of yours, and I appreciate all the support.
Well, I'm honored, and congrats to you what you do with your Greg Hill Foundation, and you know, having 9,000 beneficiaries and giving tens of millions of dollars. So, you're a cool Hill man.
We can't wait to get it going, and thanks for taking the time this morning, Robert. Thank you.
Well, thanks. I hope you'll invite me back.
5 years from now, we will definitely have you back. 5 years, we'll have you back in 5 days.
Yeah,
are you kidding me? We love it.
We'll be at Gillette on Monday.
Round of applause for Robert, please, if you could. Thank you, Robert. All right, there you go. A little surprise guest.
Wow,
Robert.
Wow, that's a big get.
That's
right,
good, surprising.
Good get. I mean, yeah, that was good. I think
maybe I do got a red jacket on the way, waiting for me.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't shoot it down.
He didn't?
Yeah, he didn't.
Still a little bit of hope.
I mean, when...
But I'll take the plus one on Michael Rubin's white pot.
I mean, I think you've been eligible for 50 years. That might be an issue, but, it's...
What about throwing Stacey under the bus?
Oh, I know.
John Bon Jovi would have come on Tuesday.
But I think Courtney had the best question with the relatability.
Yeah, the players.
That was a great, honest answer from Robert about the difference and what it changed.
Yeah. All right, we are at the Sam Adams Tap Room in Faneuil Hall, and it is a fifth birthday party for you. We're going to get to Courtney and to what is trending right this moment.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Pats take the first preseason game against the Panthers. 17-3 was your final. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Astros to a rainy Fenway. 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Men's basketball is going for gold after taking down Serbia 95-91. No Jason Tatum in this one. Steph Curry led the way with 36 points. They're now going to face off with France tomorrow in the championship game at 3:30.
We will not be watching that.
You're not really going to boycott
What you want to bet?
You are.
I will not watch a single second of that after with the disrespect for Jason Tatum. That was so disrespectful.
Yeah, Wiggy.
I'm not watching.
Preach.
I am not watching. I'm loyal to my squad. There's no way. First, they disrespected Jaylen Brown and were like, all right, Tatum's still there, Derek. I will not watch 1 second of it.
And certainly Wick said the exact same thing. I mean, both of those guys, it's clear that everybody in this organization and probably everybody in this city there's no explanation for why he's not playing.
And I was going to ask him, and I know, you know, he was, you know, talking about all the great stuff for 5 years. I hope and pray that God makes a way that they open up with the Golden State Warriors.
I think that's a nugget that we got. Because he brought that up without being prompted.
Wait, what did he say?
He said the schedule will be out in the next 5 to 6 days when he was asked about Steve Kerr.
Oh, yeah.
And that we get our rings.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's... I have no idea, but I heard... When Wiggy just said that, the first thing that popped in my mind is maybe they're opening against the Warriors.
That would be awesome.
I would love that.
How great
here,
would
and the and the banner goes up, yeah. And Steve Kerr has to watch it.
And if I were Wick, and I'm certainly not, and he seems to be much more able to deal with bad news, but... I would do a 3.5-hour ring ceremony.
Yeah.
So the game tipped at like midnight.
And I hope they're blowing them out by 30 and Missoula leaves the starters in there.
Right.
Before that basketball game, though, we will have women's soccer who are also going for gold tomorrow against Brazil at 11 a.m. Olympic medal this morning. The U.S. leads the way, 103 total medals with 30 gold. So good on them. Today through Thursday at Shots and Star Market, ground beef and turkey are now on sale. Get value pack 80% lean fresh ground beef or 93% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey for just $2.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shots and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is 70 degrees, cloudy skies in Boston, a cloudy afternoon high in the mid-80s.
All right, we're at the Sam Adams Tap Room, celebrating 5 years. We'll be right back.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home.
Well, that was Gerard Mayo with a little bit of an explanation about Drake May getting one series last night, and I guess the question remains why. Varying opinions.
Works for me. Now that we had Robert on, 17-0.
I mean,
I'm on Shime's train with it, though.
You are, Wiggy?
What? Yeah, because that that it, doesn't that show you last night that it looks like there is a competition for the starting yep. job?
But that case, it's like anything they would have done according to Schein would mean that, because if he played the rest of the first half, it would have been, ooh, clearly they're giving him a longer test run to see if he's ready to go.
No, but that's if he would have won with the twos. He would have needed more reps for practice. Like, that's what that would have indicated to me, is he needs all the reps they can get.
So you think if he finished the first half, if he finished the first half after Jacoby Brissett only played one series, you'd come in here saying that was a bad sign for him playing week one?
Yes. I'd say it was about the it was exactly
no
what Jerod Hale had told us originally, where Jacoby Brissett was legitimately the number one quarterback.
No, that is inaccurate.
So it's, why
no,
does it, it's not I agree with Curtis, Sean. That's exactly Curtis, how I feel. Why didn't he get reps with the twos?
Because the twos may not have been ready for him to be under center with. Maybe the offensive line was so porous they were concerned that he might get hurt. I don't know. In order for Drake May to be ready to go week one, he needs one thing that you cannot substitute, and that is live reps.
No, I agree with that, but I think maybe you put him in there with the ones. Now, I agree. I wish I would have seen him longer. You put him with the ones because you're saying we're not going to waste him with the twos. We're not going to put him in a position where maybe we're putting him with guys that don't know what they're doing.
Then why does he practice with the twos every
day? Because practice is controlled. You control practice. Like, you can control, like, stay off the quarterback. Don't go near the quarterback. We know what we're running in practice. We kind of know the defense that we're running.
But if you control it, yeah. Then why doesn't he also do it with the ones the same amount that Jacoby Brissett does?
Listen, that's the one thing I don't have an explanation for on why he doesn't get reps with the ones. But when you don't put him in, if he's been practicing with the twos and threes all of training camp, you would think, all right, hey, Jacoby, you get one series, ones come out. Boom, Drake May goes in, and he plays yeah. like
I mean,
Zappy.
It seems a little bit like, and Chime, I don't want to upset you, but it seems a little bit like he knows already, he knows what Jacoby Brissett is. There's a large body of work on that.
Yep.
And he sort of knows when it comes to Drake May that he's not going to be the week one starter.
But if you believe that he's not going to be the week one starter, doesn't he then need more live reps to get better? Like, then it becomes the opposite of what you want. If you believe he's not ready to compete for the starting job, then he should be getting as many live reps as possible.
Right, and that's why they're doing that in practice with the twos, where it's controlled and he can't get hurt and he continues to get ready.
But you want to see him, but that's not live reps in a game situation. That's what I'm saying.
Right, so because if he's nowhere
ready,
near, according to them, he's nowhere near it, Chime. That's what they're saying, is that he's light years away from starting in the NFL.
So if you believe that, Curtis.
I hope I'm wrong.
No. But I want to walk down this path a little bit with you. If you believe that, then that means in the second preseason game, when Jacoby Brissett gets more reps with the ones, and the ones come out, they won't put Drake May in there with the twos.
Yep.
So Drake May won't play much in the preseason because they're too afraid.
Well,
if they put him with the twos, he can get hurt.
But again, going on, you know, past experience, if he believes that Jacoby Brissett is the guy, and mm-hmm. they're gonna want him to be there and to be able to be counted on week one,
right?
How much do you think he plays going forward?
I think he plays a lot. Jacoby Brissett, because he still needs the reps.
Does Jacoby Brissett strike you either in the halftime?
Jacoby Brissett needs the reps.
Yeah,
he's been in the league for 100 years.
No. But it's a new offense. It's a new offense.
New team.
Yeah. He's got to build some chemistry.
They got to figure the penalties out.
Right.
Like, I mean, is that a discipline thing or is that a bunch of new coaches?
Cohesion.
It's
probably the virtual reps.
Yeah.
Don't prep you penalties.
But when you see Jacoby Brissett,
were they virtual penalties or were they real?
No, those ones were real, but you don't get those.
Yeah.
When you see Jacoby Brissett, does he strike you as a guy that's in the middle of a big battle to win the quarterback job?
No, he doesn't. Here's where I'm confused, because now with there only being three preseason games, generally you want your starters or your ones to get a little bit more. They don't play much in the first game. All right, I get it, a series and they're done. But in the second game, you want them to get a little bit more of a rhythm, especially a group of players that the quarterbacks knew. The receivers don't know this quarterback like that. Some of the receivers are new. Did you see the receivers that were out there last night? I'm like, who? KJ, was it Osborne?
Yep.
I'm like, Rager? Juju?
Booty.
No, but those guys didn't come until later.
Oh, right.
You know, those guys didn't come until, like, the second group or the third group where we start to see – we saw a little bit of Polk. We saw a little bit of Baker. We saw a little bit of Booty and some of those guys. So I'm like, I don't – when he don't get reps
maybe,
with the ones –
maybe the camp – maybe Jerod Mayo's first camp has been so great that he was using game one to make decisions about guys that are not – gonna be here. Like, maybe that's the way he's approaching game one.
When are the scrimmages, Shime? Are those coming up? Or is that
That's this next week is the joint practice of the Eagles.
So that, I mean, I think you'll agree, Shime, that that week where it's controlled, the quarterback doesn't get hit.
Yep.
That if we don't see at least a close to even balance between Brissett and May, that it's likely May is not starting the season.
I mean, it's preseason, so none of it matters, but I'll ask the questions anyway. What did you think of Mayo? Are you able to glean anything from him in game?
I wasn't able to get anything. The only thing that game left me with was being confused, because Drake May gets, based off of what we hear, gets very little reps with the first team. Then he comes in for the second series with the first team.
And that's it.
And then that's it. And then it's like, okay, why wouldn't you – he's your third overall pick, like Shime said. Why wouldn't you want him to get a little bit more reps, and maybe he plays the second quarter with the twos? So that's why I'm kind of like –
he's getting the same treatment as your starter right now. Yeah,
that's why I'm super – that's why my interest level for the second preseason game, just to figure out kind of what they're doing, do they not – have confidence in the twos where they're going to even put Drake May in there when they're in?
I have no idea.
And one other thing,
perplexing.
Right.
From Robert Kraft, he said 2 to 3 times, I don't know what this season will bring.
Right.
They know what the season will bring, which is not a playoff spot. Yeah. And they.
But that's okay
if you're
willing to spend and rebuild.
Exactly.
And
there's not a sense. In other words, there's
They don't need Drake May in there. That's back to. Yeah, they don't need Drake May in there for the first 4 or 5 games.
Because only way the season is a total disaster is if Drake May is not even close to ready and looks like he's a disaster as a pick.
So maybe don't throw him into the fire week one when you don't have to and you don't have
high
expectations.
But the only way he gets better is if you give him live reps.
Like, but they're giving him plenty, does nothing for him. Okay, but they don't, Shime, maybe from their perspective, when you say getting better, they don't care if that's week 6 or week 7 this particular season.
And who's to say?
Curtis is right. Robert Kraft did say that. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the honesty.
Right.
Like, not sure what this season is going to be, what we're going to, you know, what we're going to end up being this season.
But when does he get his reps, though?
Because maybe week one when they're down 31-17 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
But that's not like, those ain't real reps. That's like turn around, hand the ball up. If he's not getting reps in practice, right, based off of what we know, he's getting reps with the twos and threes. So he doesn't get many first-team reps.
And right there, Sean, why is that? If you believe he's the starter, why is he only repping with second and third-teamers?
I don't know, but why would you not play him in that game last night, Curtis?
Because that I just told you 3 different times that they don't believe the offensive line can keep him
up. So that means he's not playing at all this whole preseason? You're going to put him in a bubble
like he's Bubble Boy? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Well, the first thing I would do is have him practice with the starters if I thought he was going to be a starter.
No, but that means, based on what you're saying, we won't see Drake May this whole preseason.
Yeah.
Because if they're afraid
they want to protect him, if he's just going to get hurt.
Yeah, if they're afraid he's going to get hurt with the
just
twos.
Keep him in a glass case.
And we've talked about this before where it's like, I hear what you're saying, Curtis. If you put him in there too early and he's not ready at all and then it's a disaster, how bad does that look on the team? And could that ruin Drake May? We need to stop with the Mac mentality that quarterbacks are going to be ruined if they go out there and they screw it all up. Like, if you're a quarterback in the NFL, if you are a third overall pick, you should be able to go out there and face adversity. Like, that's bottom line. We've gotten too soft after Mac Jones where it's like, oh, we got to be careful with all of these rookie quarterbacks.
Okay, but Wiggy, I think what Wiggy is going to ask next is, if you are going to spend the number 3 pick on a quarterback, and he's not going to be your starter week one, should you have just chosen Marvin Harrison Jr.?
No.
No, I wouldn't have done that, but I would think you would want to see him play a little bit in some preseason games.
You got a very little bit last night.
Right, but
Maybe it was an amuse-bouche.
That's why I'm...
They're teasing us. It was an elaborate tease.
I don't want to misconstrue this, though, Shyam. Like, I agree with you. Yeah. I want Drake May to play. I think last night was a mistake to not play him. But I'm just explaining how I perceive the situation. It is shocking. It was shocking when he played one series and didn't go back into the game. I thought for sure they had seen what they needed to see from Brissett. There was nothing much to gain from that, and there was so much to gain from playing Drake May that you would, especially, you know, Bill Belichick used to love nights like last night where it's raining, so you get to have live reps in a game situation where the ball's slipping out of your hands and all that stuff.
What'd you think of the new kickoff?
I like that. I actually like the new kickoff rule.
Apparently, you don't need a guy who has a good foot anymore.
No.
It's like every kickoff's going to be a bunt.
Yeah, because it's like in that little drop zone, landing zone, whatever the zone they call it, where I actually like it.
You like it?
Because I think what you'll see is more big plays from the kickoff return team, and that'll add more excitement to the game rather than...
But how is, when it comes to protecting players, how is that...
Because it's not a 30-yard sprint, you know...
They don't care about actually protecting...
I know, it seems less likely that you're going to have a guy take a knee on it, doesn't it?
Right,
yeah, but
it seems like there's going to be more contact likely.
Right, but there's not a 35-yard sprint.
Okay.
It's a difference between me standing here and him there, and we going, okay, we're going at it, versus me having a full-on sprint for 35 yards.
I don't know if you're sprinting.
Well, I'm doing the best I could. You know? And then a guy, you know, having a 10-yard sprint, and it's just like two battering rams. Yeah. So I think it adds a little bit more excitement to the kickoff return.
We will get to talk about all of these things with our pal Rob Ninkovich coming up in just a little bit here at the Sam Adams Tap Room downtown, Faneuil Hall, our fifth birthday show. We will also be joined in just a moment or two, a little bit late, by the former governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, now the president of the NCAA, Charlie Baker. And the current governor is going to stop by later on this morning to say hello to Curtis. You guys are amazing. Thanks for being here this morning. How's the beer? We got a limited edition, one time only, fifth anniversary beer available here. So you can come down for lunch and try that here at the Sam Adams Tap Room. And we will be right back.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
You're the hot take. Now Bergeron is just a regular guy.
You're the hot take.
Right.
Well, your mother wears army boots.
No.
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room on WEEI.
I got to tell you, tough to squeeze 5 years of friends into one show at the Sam Adams Tap Room. But I want to thank everybody who's been on so far this morning. Stop by. Round of applause for the great Ernie Bach, who's
Woo-hoo!
Here.
Thank you.
Ernie, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Greg. I'm honored to be here amongst all those other guests you've had so far.
Well, we appreciate it. We got you and Jim Cook and Robert Crasso, three billionaires, on the show.
Almost got Bon Jovi, I heard.
Yeah, we almost got Bon Jovi.
I was going to bring Jimmy Page, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, I wish you had. Well, thanks for supporting the show.
Absolutely. Five years, can't believe it. You know, I brought a gift.
Oh, okay.
I brought a gift. I know you're a wine guy.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I was on your island recently.
What? On Nantucket? Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
What did you think? You're a vineyard guy.
Well, you know,
you're either one or the other.
Oh, I thought you meant Mac Island.
You're either one or the other. I'm from around here, but I haven't been to Nantucket that often because I'm a vineyard guy. And I walked on that island and I bought this shirt because I felt I was underdressed.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, it's different. The two are different, and you're either a vineyard or
yeah, and I'm a vineyard person. Guy, and, you know, Nantucket's good and everything, but it's so glitzy.
Yeah.
It's so glitzy.
Well, Curtis doesn't like
I'll
it.
I'll be on the vineyard in 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you go by Ernie's house?
You should come by my house.
The weekend of the 16th, I'll be down there. Yeah, for the comedy show and the festivals and all
nice,
that stuff. So
nice.
Why don't you bring 30 people over to Ernie's?
I'll be there, so hit me up. I'll swing. Me and the wife will swing by the house. We will come by quickly.
You know, do you have a beach?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. It's a little rocky.
Do you know what he and Mrs. Wiggins like to do on various beaches?
Tell me.
They like to christen it.
Okay.
Not wrong.
They're beach,
okay.
They are beach sex people.
Underneath the stars.
So would that be... Would that be
well, it's kind of far enough away where I could, you know, not look. It'd be,
the rocks may present an issue, though. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be laying on that.
So I brought a gift.
Yeah.
I brought a gift. I know you're a wine guy, and it's tough to get you something, you know, because you have everything.
Oh, well,
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And, but this...
I don't have a jet.
Yeah. This bottle of wine, it's more difficult to get.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm gifting it to you in celebration of 5 years here at EI.
All right, Ernie, thank you very much.
In that case alone.
Wow, barefoot.
This is this is fantastic. Chateau Margaux 1982.
Legendary 1982.
Is that one of the better years?
That's one of the better years. Right. 66 and 82.
Okay. All right.
That's the oldest thing Greg's going to bring home in a long time.
How dare you? How dare you? Ernie, thank you. Yeah. You know who's on the phone right now? Oh. Stand by for this. One of our very first guests on this program, the former governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker.
Nice.
Now the president of the NCAA. Round of applause, if you could, for Charlie. Charlie, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I got to tell you that I really hope Ernie understands that you may or may not be the guy, Greg, to give a bottle like that to. We'll see.
Greg loves wine.
What do you mean by that, Charlie?
It's a suffice it to say that I know I would not appreciate it at all if he gave it to me. So I'm just starting with an assumption. You have to have a certain kind of palate to really appreciate something like that, and I ain't got
you're,
it.
So. You're starting off with an attack on my taste buds. I don't think that's right.
I'm actually assuming your taste buds and mine are kind of about alike on this one, but I could be wrong.
Probably true.
You, Greg, as a man of the people. I don't know how you could be a man of the people and, you know.
He's used to drinking booms.
Well, I got to tell you.
5 years. Long time, bud.
Yeah, it has been. And you were great to the show when we started. And I know you're doing something different. Are there things that you miss about being the governor of the state?
I miss the people a lot. You know, to me, the best part of the job was always the chance to be out and about and talking to people about what they were up to and what they were doing. And I was a very retail guy in that job. And for me, that was, in some respects, the very best part of it. I will say this. The comparison to it with the one I have now is probably the amount of time I get to spend with young people. It's now a national footprint, right? Which means the logistics and the travel are a little different, but the kids are just awesome. They're so squared away and they all believe in the grit and the grind. They all understand that nothing gets handed to you. They're really good teammates. And frankly, you know, at a point in time when there's a lot of reasons to wonder about the future, they make me feel much better about it. So I really enjoy the time I get to spend with the kids.
Charlie, what's been the biggest surprise for you taking on this new role? I mean, I'm sure you figured what the good and bad was going to be taking on a role with college athletes, with college sports. But what's been the biggest surprise?
I think the incredible spread of programming. You know, there's 1,100 schools in the NCAA, and some of them spend $5 million on college sports on their campus, and some of them spend $300 million. Wow. I mean, that in many respects to me is like the thing I probably should have appreciated, but just seeing how different the issues and the problems and the opportunities and the challenges are from the very, very top end financially to the folks who literally are doing this almost as a labor of love is really different. And figuring out a way to sort of get that kind of diversity to agree on what it is we're going to focus on and what it is we're going to work on is reminds me a lot of my time in state government, actually.
I think the you hear the good and the bad, I'm sure, all the time, but the where are you at when it comes to the portal, and do you feel like that's working the way it should, or are you guys looking at that?
Well, maybe I'm kind of hoping that we're currently in the process of negotiating a settlement that would solve a whole bunch of lawsuits that predate me by 10 years that the NCAA has. And if we can actually land those lawsuits, and we have a long-form agreement in place with the plaintiffs and put in place a framework based on that settlement that gives the schools the ability to do a lot more direct work in terms of NIL and that type of thing with their student athletes, I actually think it'll make it easier for schools and for young people to develop relationships that will be developmental and financially beneficial to the kids. And I think it'll take some of the just constant churn that's currently going on in the transfer portal out of it. And that will probably be a good thing for the kids and a good thing for the schools. But, you know, that said, I'm a big believer that kids ought to have the ability, you know, if you play the trumpet or you're a guitar player or you are a mathematician or whatever it is, you know, you can transfer from one school to the other and put your skill to work. And it's got to be that way in college sports too. And to me, the way you deal with that is you create a framework and an operating model that gives the schools and the kids the ability to, just like with scholarships, to say, you know, we're going to enter into a 2-year, a 3-year, a 4-year NIL deal, and we're going to work on making sure that you get the most out of it as a student athlete, and we're going to get the most out of it from our end as the school that's sponsoring you, and use that as a vehicle to try to deal with some of the issues around the transfer portal. Because, you know, I don't want, as a general rule, we should not want kids going to 3 or 4 schools in 3 or 4 years, because that will dramatically affect their ability to actually get a degree, and 99% of them are never playing professionally.
Charlie,
one quick thing about that, the college kids who are student athletes graduate at higher rates across every division, every ethnicity, every class than their non-student athlete peers. It's actually a heck of a success story that no one ever talks about.
That is, and it's, speaking of success stories, it feels like it's been the year of the female athlete, where because the best basketball players are one and done in the NCAA men's side, you have Caitlin Clark, you have Angel Reese, and you have this, you know, Jordan Bird, I mean, a Magic Bird type reincarnation here on the female side, where you have these unbelievable NCAA tournament games that get 15, 20 million views, which then buoys the WNBA. What has it been like from your seat to see the development and growth of the female side of the NCAA?
The growth of women's basketball over the course of the last few years has been mind-boggling. And the best part about it is we were able to leverage that in our TV negotiation with ESPN. We just signed a 7-year deal with them that includes a very significant increase, like a really big increase in the piece that's associated with the women's basketball tournament, which is going to make it possible for us to create a performance fund for women's basketball, which will return money back to the schools that participate in and do well in the tournament so that they can reinvest in their program. It's exactly the kind of, you know, flywheel you'd like to see happen here. That's not the only sport, by the way. I mean, if you're following the Olympics, you know, the vast majority of the women athletes who are winning medals over in Paris, are current or former college athletes. Folks in the pool, folks on the track, the entire women's basketball team in Paris is our former college athletes. I mean, I think college athletes so far, not just representing the U.S., but representing like 100 other countries too, have won almost 200 medals. It's an absolute showcase for men and women who are former and current student athletes who are literally the best in the world at what they do. It's a great story.
We'd actually like to put, if possible, put Steve Kerr into the portal after what he's doing to Jason Tatum.
Booyah!
All right. Well, listen, it's awesome to hear your voice. Congrats on everything. We miss you around here. Thanks for everything that you have done for the show and the foundation. And a round of applause, please, for our former governor, Charlie Baker. Appreciate you calling in.
We miss you, Charlie.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it, too. I miss you, too, Ernie. You take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah.
All right, there he is. That's Charlie Baker.
Keep helping them student athletes.
Ernie, thank you for everything.
Yeah,
we appreciate
that. Before I leave, I have two tickets to Kevin Hart. He's at the Box Center in November.
Oh.
He's doing two nights. And, please feel free to give away tickets to my box.
Yeah.
21 plus, please, because there's alcohol, there's food. It's going to be great.
The winner is Wermaine Jiggins.
That's it. Hey, I'll go as plus somewhat one? Type celebrity, hang around in the thing to see Kevin Hart.
Can we give those away here?
You can give them away here.
All right, we'll figure out a way. We'll get Carolyn and everybody to figure out a way to do that. We could do that here. Round of applause for our great marketing director, Carolyn.
Woo!
All of everybody who makes what we do really, really easy is here and hanging out. And so,
and Ken.
And Ken, of course, yeah. Where is Ken? Ken's out. What is Ken doing outside?
He's security.
And then, look, there's Rob Ninkovich walking in right now. All right,
he's security.
we're gonna talk last night and the New England Patriots and other things with Rob Ninkovich coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
You're the hot take. Now Bergeron is just a regular guy.
You're the hot take.
Right.
Well, your mother wears army boots.
No.
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room on WEEI.
I gotta tell you, tough to squeeze 5 years of friends into one show at the Sam Adams Tap Room, but I want to thank everybody who's been on so far this morning. Stop by. Round of applause for the great Ernie Bach, who's Woo-hoo! Here.
Thank you.
Ernie, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Greg. I'm honored to be here amongst all those other guests you've had so far.
Well, we appreciate it. We got you and Jim Cook and Robert Kraft, so three billionaires, I think, on the show.
Almost got Bon Jovi, I heard.
Yeah, right? we almost got Bon Jovi.
I was going to bring Jimmy Page, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, I wish you had. Well, thanks for supporting the show.
Absolutely. This 5 years, can't believe it. You know, yeah. I brought a gift.
Oh, okay.
I brought a gift. I know you're a wine guy. Yeah. And also, you know, I was on your island recently.
What? On Nantucket? Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
What did you think? You're a vineyard guy.
Well, you know,
you're either one or the other.
Oh, I thought you meant Mac Island.
You're either one or the other. I'm from around here, but I haven't been to Nantucket that often. Because I'm a vineyard guy, and I walked on that island, and I bought this shirt because I felt I was underdressed.
Yeah.
it's
different. The two are different, but you're either a vineyard or
yeah, and I'm a vineyard person. Guy, and, you know, Nantucket's good and everything, but it's so glitzy.
Yeah.
It's so glitzy.
Curtis doesn't like
I'll be on the vineyard in 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. Why don't you go by Ernie's house?
You should come by my
house. The weekend of the 16th, I'll be down there. Yeah, for the comedy show and the festivals and all that stuff. So
why don't you bring 30 people over to Ernie's
house? I'll be there, so hit me up. I'll swing. Me and the wife will swing by the house. We will come by quickly.
You know, do you have a beach?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
It's a little rocky.
Do you know what he and Mrs. Wiggins like to do on various beaches?
Tell me.
They like to christen it.
Okay.
Not wrong.
They are beach sex people.
Underneath the stars.
So would that be?
Well, it's kind of far enough away where I could, you know, not look.
The rocks may present an issue, though. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be laying on that.
So I brought a gift.
Yeah.
I brought a gift. I know you're a wine guy, and it's tough to get you something, you know, because you have everything.
Oh, well,
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
But this.
I don't have a jet.
Yeah. This bottle of wine, it's more difficult to get.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm gifting it to you in celebration of 5 years here at EI.
All right, Ernie, thank you very much.
I mean, that case alone.
Wow, barefoot.
This is this is fantastic. Chateau Margaux, 1982.
Legendary 1982.
Is that one of the better years?
That's one of the better years. Right. 66 and 82.
Okay. All right.
That's the oldest thing Greg's going to bring home in a long time.
How dare you? Ernie, thank you. Yeah. You know who's on the phone right now? Oh. It's the standby for this. One of our very first guests on this program, the former governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker.
Nice.
Now the president of the NCAA. Round of applause, if you could, for Charlie. Charlie, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I got to tell you that I really hope Ernie understands that you may or may not be the guy, Greg, to give a bottle like that to. We'll see.
Greg loves wine.
What do you mean by that, Charlie?
It's a suffice it to say that I know I would not appreciate it at all if he gave it to me. So I'm just starting with an assumption. You have to have a certain kind of palate to really appreciate something like that, and I ain't got it.
You're starting off with an attack on my taste buds. I don't think that's right.
I'm actually assuming your taste buds and mine are kind of about alike on this one, but I could be wrong.
Probably true.
I always
probably
thought
true.
You, Greg, as a man of the people. I don't know how you could be a man of the people and, you know.
He's used to drinking booms.
Well, I got to tell you.
5 years. Long time, bud.
Yeah, it has been. And you were great to the show when we started. And I know you're doing something different. Are there things that you miss about being the governor of the state?
I miss the people a lot. You know, to me, the best part of the job was always the chance to be out and about and talking to people about what they were up to and what they were doing. And I was a very retail guy in that job. And for me, that was, in some respects, the very best part of it. I will say this. The the comparison to it with the one I have now is probably the amount of time I get to spend with young people. It's now a national footprint, right? Which means the logistics and the travel are a little different, but the kids are just awesome. They're so squared away, and they all believe in the grit and the grind. They all understand that nothing gets handed to you. They're really good teammates. And frankly, at a point in time when there's a lot of reasons to wonder about the future, they make me feel much better about it. So I really enjoy the time I get to spend with the kids.
Charlie, what's been the biggest surprise for you taking on this new role? I mean, I'm sure you figured what the good and bad was going to be taking on a role with college athletes, with college sports, but what's been the biggest surprise?
I think the incredible spread of programming. There's 1,100 schools in the NCAA, and some of them spend $5 million on college sports on their campus, and some of them spend $300 million. Wow. I mean, that in many respects to me is like the thing I probably should have appreciated, but just seeing how different the issues and the problems and the opportunities and the challenges are from the very, very top end financially, to the folks who literally are doing this almost as a labor of love, is really different. And figuring out a way to sort of get that kind of diversity to agree on what it is we're going to focus on and what it is we're going to work on is reminds me a lot of my time in state government, actually.
I think you hear the good and the bad, I'm sure, all the time, but where are you at when it comes to the portal? And do you feel like that's working the way it should, or are you guys looking at that maybe?
I'm kind of hoping that we're currently in the process of negotiating a settlement that would solve a whole bunch of lawsuits that predate me by 10 years that the NCAA has. And if we can actually land those lawsuits, and we have a long-form agreement in place with the plaintiffs and put in place a framework based on that settlement, it gives the schools the ability to do a lot more direct work in terms of NIL and that type of thing with their student athletes. I actually think it'll make it easier for schools and for young people to develop relationships that will be developmental and financially beneficial to the kids. And I think it'll take some of the just constant churn that's currently going on in the transfer portal out of it. And that will probably be a good thing for the kids and a good thing for the schools. But, that said, I'm a big believer that kids ought to have the ability, if you play the trumpet or you're a guitar player or you are a mathematician or whatever it is, you can transfer from one school to the other and put your skill to work. And it's got to be that way in college sports too. And to me, the way you deal with that is you create a framework and an operating model that gives the schools and the kids the ability to, just like with scholarships, to say, we're going to enter into a 2-year, a 3-year, a 4-year NIL deal, and we're going to work on making sure that you get the most out of it as a student athlete and we're going to get the most out of it from our end as the school that's sponsoring you, and use that as a vehicle to try to deal with some of the issues around the transfer portal. Because, I don't want, as a general rule, we should not want kids going to 3 or 4 schools in 3 or 4 years, because that will dramatically affect their ability to actually get a degree. And 99% of them are never playing professionally.
Charlie,
one quick thing about that. The college kids who are student athletes graduate at higher rates across every division, every ethnicity, every class than their non-student athlete peers. It's actually a heck of a success story that no one ever talks about.
That is, and it's, speaking of success stories, it feels like it's been the year of the female athlete, where because the best basketball players are one and done in the NCAA men's side. You have Caitlin Clark, you have Reese,
Angel Reese,
and you have this, you know, Jordan Bird. I mean, a Magic Bird type reincarnation here on the female side, where you have these unbelievable NCAA tournament games that get 15, 20 million views, which then buoys the WNBA. What has it been like from your seat to see the development and growth of the female side of the NCAA?
The growth of women's basketball over the course of the last few years has been mind-boggling. And the best part about it is we were able to leverage that in our TV negotiation with ESPN. We just signed a 7-year deal with them that includes a very significant increase, like a really big increase in the piece that's associated with the women's basketball tournament, which is going to make it possible for us to create a performance fund for women's basketball, which will return money back to the schools that participate in and do well in the tournament so that they can reinvest in their program. It's exactly the kind of, flywheel you'd like to see happen here. That's not the only sport, by the way. I mean, if you're following the Olympics, you know, the vast majority of the women athletes who are winning medals over in Paris are current or former college athletes. Folks in the pool, folks on the track, the entire women's basketball team in Paris is our former college athletes. I mean, I think college athletes so far, not just representing the U.S., but representing like 100 other countries too, have won almost 200 medals. It's an absolute showcase for men and women who are former and current student athletes who are literally the best in the world at what they do. It's a great story.
We'd actually like to put, if possible, Steve Kerr into the portal after what he's doing to Jason Tatum.
Booyah!
All right. Well, listen, it's awesome to hear your voice. Congrats on everything. We miss you around here. Thanks for everything that you have done for the show and the foundation. And a round of applause, please, for our former governor, Charlie Baker. Appreciate you calling in.
We miss you, Charlie.
Guys, I appreciate it, too. I miss you, too, Ernie. You take care of yourself, okay?
Yep.
All right, there he is. That's
Keep
Charlie
helping
Baker.
Helping them student athletes.
Ernie, thank you for everything.
Yeah, you know, before
that.
I leave, I have two tickets to Kevin Hart. He's at the Box Center in November.
Oh.
He's doing two nights, and please feel free to give away tickets to my box.
Yeah.
21 plus, please, because there's alcohol, there's food. It's going to be great.
The winner is Wermaine Jiggins.
That's it. Hey, I'll go as plus somewhat one? Type celebrity, hang around in the thing to see Kevin Hart.
Can we give those away here?
You can give them away here.
All right, we'll figure out a way. We'll get Carolyn and everybody to figure out a way to do that. We could do that here. Round of applause for our great marketing director, Carolyn.
Woo!
All of our everybody who makes what we do really, really easy is here and hanging out. And so
and Ken.
And Ken, of course, yeah. Where is Ken? Ken's out. What is Ken doing outside?
He's security.
And look, there's Rob Ninkovich walking in right now. All right,
he's security.
We're gonna talk last night and the New England Patriots and other things with Rob Ninkovich coming up next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.